Hi, this is Dino Tripodis, your host of Whiskey Business, saying thank you and reminding you to vote for us in this year's Columbus Podcast Awards. Go to columbuspodcastawards.com. I believe we are in the comedy division. Speaking of comedy, our own beloved Greg Hansberry discovered that there's whiskey business everywhere, this time around in Chicago.
Right, I'm belly up at a bar right here, at a bar in Chicago. Sitting next to me is Tony Contri, the managing partner here at this establishment. Tony, tell us, what's the name of your bar here?
Well, coincidentally enough, it's Whiskey Business.
Now, we got our name, just our host, Dino, had a drunken idea, and he just came up with Whiskey Business, pulled it out of his ass, and now that's the name of the show. What is there a story behind how you guys landed on the name Whiskey Business for the bar?
Oh, yeah. So we're kids of the 80s, 90s, big fans of the movie Whiskey Business.
Of course.
I think it was over a drunken night as well.
Right.
I'm just like, we should just open a bar, Whiskey Business. And here we are 5 years later, basically.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was just like kind of off the cuff and, yeah, play on words, and here we are.
And let's kind of describe the bar. I mean, you kind of got a Vice City whiskey, risky business kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
Hot pinks, hot blues. You got upstairs on the patio, there's, bright colors, pink flamingos hanging everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I like above the bar, it says, a shot of Jim Beam is $8. A shot of Jim Beam, please, is $7.
Oh, yeah. Manners first. Manners first here.
All right. I'm looking at a wall of probably what? 100 bottles?
115. Actually, yeah, it's 118 right now.
Okay.
We were up to as much as 175. but thank you, COVID.
Yeah, right.
We had to scale back on some of our selections, just, you know, with inventory. So we didn't bring back as many as we had pre-COVID.
Got it.
So kind of just blew through the inventory. And right now, 115 is still pretty.
Sure. And, you know, I see some of the staples. You know, you got the Weller. You know, you've got the nice Irish section right here by us. What are some of your crown jewels that maybe I'm not seeing right now, but what are the ones you're proud to show everybody when you walk in?
We've got, yeah, I mean, they go quick. So when we get our crown jewels, we have it on the menu and then it's gone after a week. But, you know, we have the normal, like all the whiskey hunters now. You got your Blantons, your Wellers.
You got some Bookers up there.
The Bookers, the Eagle. We've had, you know, the 1792s. We've a lot of high-end scotches actually in the mix too. Are probably right now, we don't really have, you know, Stag Junior. We have some of like the higher volume, Colonel E.H. Taylor. Those go pretty quick. Mm-hmm. But anytime we get something like a full proof Weller, or if we obviously get like a Pappy, it's like it's gone pretty much in a week or so.
You got the Jim Beam Please for $7. Is Jim kind of your well whiskey? Is that your go to?
That's our well whiskey. Yeah. We were all fans of Jim Beam, so it's a fun lineup. They've got so much. I'm a big Japanese whiskey drinker,
okay,
too.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got your Toki, you got your Hibiki. So some of those are Yamazaki, sorry. speaking too fast here. But, yeah, so we've got a lot of that profile is probably the one that fits best with us because you just have so much to offer.
Sure.
So that seems to be the one that fits our demographic.
And then how long have you guys been open here?
So we opened up on January 22nd of 2016.
Okay, 16.
So it's been a little over
five. Yeah, yeah. And you are open right now. We're recording this post-COVID,
yes.
So you survived.
Yes, we did.
Is this the only whiskey business? Are you thinking about opening any other ones?
Yeah. For now, definitely the only one. We are projected to try and open in 2022.
Nice.
We not sure if we're going to move out of the state on this one or just move into the suburbs, but it'll be the only whiskey business in Chicago.
Okay. Hey, you got some connections in Columbus now.
Yeah, hey,
the whiskey business already has a brand recognition.
All right, there. There we go. Partner up.
Now, so when people come in, are they ordering mostly shots on the rocks, or do you have like a cocktail, you know, a bar manager that has a cocktail menu together?
Yeah.
What are you seeing?
We have a lot of fun with our craft cocktails. We'll see it on this Red Bull that pops up, but That's probably our bread and butter, is more the craft cocktails. Mm-hmm. And we have fun with the names. We have like Ginny on the Block, which features a gin. We have Rum DMC, which features a rum. So it's not just whiskey. We have a lot of fun with everything else. But and kind of like, we are whiskey business, but it's not necessarily like your snooty whiskey bar. Like, you're not like a place that we like look down on you if you don't know anything about whiskey. We're
right.
Like, I like to think of it as like Whiskey 101. Like, we welcome everybody, have some whiskeys, but we offer everything else.
Well, and that's what, before we were talking, I was telling you, Whiskey Business, of course, the podcast with whiskey, not about whiskey.
Yeah.
And you said that's kind of how the Whiskey Business bar is.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, yeah, we've got whiskey, but that's not...
Yeah.
Everything, you know, that's not the only thing that we hang our hat on here.
Exactly.
And, yeah. Yeah. And I'm seeing you beer on tap and upstairs. And, I mean, you know, you've got that patio upstairs. I saw you putting in a frozen, you know, daiquiri machine. So
yeah,
it's definitely a little bit of something for everybody.
Got to have a little bit for everybody. Yeah. And we do, like, again, we kind of, we like to think of it as not like the snooty, but we do whiskey well. So we you know, our drinks that we, you know, our craft cocktails with the whiskey in them are like perfect. We have, we actually invested in the highball machine. So Jimmy has a highball machine, which makes the perfect highball.
Awesome.
I could drink those.
Dude, that's trouble.
Yeah,
it's a lot of trouble. At the pond
so
bar.
So we try and have a little bit of fun with the whiskey, make it a little bit more approachable. But yeah, it's something for everyone. And that's kind of how we wanted to take our...
Now, what are you seeing, like, trend-wise, city-wide? Not necessarily here, what you're seeing, but like in terms of the styles and the types of whiskey coming in, or the styles and the types of craft cocktail. What's kind of, what's going to be the summer 2021 trend that you're seeing approach here?
So 2021 trend, I mean, tequila is just taking over right now.
Okay.
You see that everywhere, and gin's making a very strong comeback right now, and I think you're going to see a lot. I think 2022 is going to be the year of gin.
Really?
Yeah. This year, what I've seen, especially with COVID, with people not being able to go out to the bars and have a lot of expendable money, we've seen a really high increase on like the more obscure whiskeys. Like, we were just kind of talking about like your Wellers, your E.H. Taylors, your Stag Juniors. People are like going out and, you know, bombarding like Costco's and Binnie's trying to pick those bottles up. So you've seen like a very... this year I've seen a very big pivot from like just your standard like Woodford Reserve, Basil Hay, like all of that stuff that used to be like a household name.
Sure.
I feel a lot of people are drifting away from that and getting into the more, you know, like that Sazerac profile, you know, Buffalo Traces, you know, become like just skyrocketed. So in the whiskey world, I see like a lot of that, that shift in momentum to more of your, I don't say like obscure, but just harder to find bourbons.
And is it more of like people are experimenting, or they're kind of that, you know, that that feather in the cap, I've got this cool bottle, you know, kind of the collector's
thing. There's that. Yeah. There's that. But it's, I mean, it is kind of fun though, too, to see when we first open, I mean, we'd have like three Wellers on the shelf and they kind of just sit there.
Right.
And we'd have, you know, and we get a lot of, because we're whiskey, so we get a lot of like the good stuff.
Sure.
And a lot of it used to just sit there because people weren't really acclimated with. And now if I put like a Weller 12 on the shelf, it's gone.
Boom.
Yeah.
And you mentioned like going to CVS or Benny's or whatever, because Ohio is a control state, so you have to buy in state controlled liquor agencies.
Yeah, like Pennsylvania, I think has that.
Yeah,
too,
I think
or something.
So. Yeah, Maryland. There's about a dozen states in the country that have that or less. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting fact that you could just go into the CVS and find like a bottle of Weller.
Yeah.
Like, is that's unheard of in Ohio?
I would like to think that people are going off of taste, but I think. Unfortunately, a lot of people are going off of hype in a sense. I see a lot of them, like, again, like the collectors, they'll just have like, you know, you'll be on like have the Facebook, you know, groups of bourbon groups and stuff like that. You just see people that like, they'll have like 12 bottles of Blends. And I'm like, what are you going to do with 12 bottles of Blends? Drink it.
Right. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's that, like, it's turned into like more of a collecting, like, you know, hobby rather than like, I just want to drink good whiskey.
Right. And yeah. We always like to say in Whiskey Business, art's for collecting, whiskey's for drinking.
Right. Yes, exactly. It's a shame that there's like a shelf that just has all this amazing, you know, booze somewhere, and it's just never going to be drunk.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Share that with us.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. All right. Speaking of sharing with us, I brought here from Whiskey Business Ohio to Whiskey Business Chicago here. This is Echo Distillery is a new distillery here in Columbus, but this is their straight rye whiskey. This is their second batch.
Oh, wow.
And this, by the way, is autographed by Joe and Nikhil, the
nice.
head
distillers,
big shots over there at Echo. But I wanted to deliver a whiskey from Columbus to a whiskey business here in Chicago. Here, pop that baby open. We're going to taste it.
Let's do it.
And this, like, and I'm not blowing smoke up their ass. This is really good. There's not a, there's a handful of distilleries in Columbus, but this rye has really made a mark. So here, yeah. Cheers.
All right, cheers.
I know you said you used to like rye.
Whiskey business.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I really enjoy it, and the second batch number two is very close to one, but just a hair different. They're getting ready to launch, release their third batch.
Mm-hmm.
But I really love the profile.
Yeah, it's a really smooth finish to it. Not too harsh. It's this is great.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
So outside of Whiskey Business, of course, which we know is your favorite bar.
Yeah.
In Chicago, what are your favorite dive bars? I mean, Chicago is legendary for the dive bars.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, that's my favorite category. I'm definitely a dive bar kind of. I guess, like, the dingier they are, the better. Delilah's out here is great. That's actually a whiskey bar. Big hole in the wall, but they have, like, binders of all the whiskeys that they have. So if, like, you know, we have 116, they probably have like 10 times that.
Oh my gosh.
So Delilah's is definitely one of, like, the go-to dive bars out here, especially if you're a whiskey drinker.
Right.
I would say, like, my go-tos, anywhere that's close.
Like, so you could stumble back.
It's a stone's throw away. It's, like, it's a lot easier to get back home.
Is whiskey your choice when you go out to a bar? Or are you around it so much you drink other stuff?
You know, I summertime, you know, trying to keep that beach body figure. doing the
less calories.
I'll try and do, like, the tequila and sodas. But for the most part, no. I'm, like, a go-to on whiskey. I'm a big stout guy and whiskey. So usually that would be my first, like, go-tos. But, you know, summertime too, stouts don't go well. And, you know, whiskey on a rooftop sometimes is, like, gets the 90 degrees.
Yeah,
you're like,
a little
I need
heavy,
something to cool down a little bit. That's why we have the frozen beverage machine.
And the highball machine. Yeah. I got to say, this rye's good, but I almost like it a little better without the ice. Like, I liked it a little straighter.
I definitely agree, actually.
Let me pour again. And I told Echo I'd give him love. I'm going to leave this bottle with you so you could share it with your staff, or if you see someone come in that you know would want to try it.
Absolutely.
That's really about it. I'm going to get some pictures of us in front of the Whiskey Business sign, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
But other than that, cheers. Thanks for letting us crash from one Whiskey Business to the other.
Tell your Ohio peeps to come on down and enjoy.
We will. What's the best place to, like, what's your social media stuff? I know we follow you on Instagram. What's the best place to track you down?
Instagram is the best. That's probably our number one outlet for social media. We have a Facebook presence too, and Twitter. But yeah, at Whiskey Business Shy is best place to find
Shy, all of our. Yeah, CHI. Yeah. Every time I type in Whiskey Business, you guys pop up. So a couple years ago, we just started following you.
I should plug that it is an 80s and 90s bar. Like, that was the big thing that we were trying to encompass, that, you know, that feel good era kind of at this point in time. Like, all of our music, we really try and get that 80s and 90s, you know, feel good.
Yep.
A little bit of, you know, some pop 40 in there or something like that. But yeah, we really like that encompassing. When we expand, that's going to be what we're expecting, is, like, when you think of Whiskey Business, you're just going to think of, like, 80s and 90s kind of just right in your face.
Well, and the logo definitely should,
but not tacky like a Planet Hollywood, like too much 80s and 90s.
Right,
a classy kind of 80s 90s.
Like the Miami Heat's new jerseys.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know if I hate those or I love them, but they're fucking awesome.
Exactly. I'm like, do we have to become a Miami Heat bar now? It's like, we got all the colors ready for them. So,
Tony, I appreciate it.
No,
thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank
awesome.
You.
Mad Magazine.
Advertising mascots.
B-movie posters.
And cartoons.
Oh yeah, can't forget cartoons.
If you get the funky connection that ties these pop culture gems together, you'll dig two designers walk into a bar.
See, we're a couple of creatively curious pals living between the bookends of grand museums and dive bars.
Hey, you know the place, the sweet spot where highbrow and lowbrow become drinking buddies.
So join our barroom chats as we talk influential work and uncover stories of how the familiar became iconic. Think behind the music for the stuff we love.
Check out our website at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
And listen wherever you get your podcasts, or visit evergreenpodcasts.com.